Okay, today, Bez Hashem, we're going to continue in the first parak of Masechet Shabbos, and today we are doing Parak Aleph, Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey. So Mishnah Dalid is going to discuss how, just like we spoke about how a person shouldn't take lice out of his clothing by the Or HaNer, because he might come to tilt the Ner. So continuing on that theme, says the Mishnah, that these are some of the halachos that the Chachamim said when they went to the attic of Hanani ben Chizkiah ben Gurion, when they went to visit him. He was someone who was a hero of Jewish history, an unsung hero of Jewish history, meaning there was a tkufa where they realized that there are many psukim in Sefer Yecheskel that seem to go against the Torah, and therefore Bikshu Chacham, they wanted to be Gonez Sefer Yecheskel. They didn't want to canonize it and include Sefer Yecheskel in Tanakh, but he had a sense that it was too important not to include in Tanakh, and therefore he went and he tried to figure out how to be miyashev all of the stiros in Sefer Yecheskel. So he sort of secluded himself up in an attic somewhere, and Chachamim would come to visit him. So when Chachamim would come, there were people who were talmidim of the Beis Shammai that would come, and people who were talmidim of the Beis Hillel that would come, and nimnu v'rabu Beis Shammai al Beis Hillel. One time in the Beis Medrash or in this attic, they decided to determine several halachos, and they took a vote, and it happened to have been that day there were more talmidim of the Beis Shammai than there were of the Beis Hillel. So Shmonas Hadvarim Gazu Bavayom, they decided on 18 different gezeros to make that day, and these are some of those gezeros, meaning the ones that we just identified, of not using the Or HaNer to remove lice from your clothing, not using the Or HaNer to be Korei, to read on Shabbos. Those are among the 18 Gzeros. Now it happens to be that generally speaking we don't pass on like the Beis Shammai, but that's only because the Talmidei Beis Hillel were more numerous than the Talmidei Beis Shammai, and the rule is Achrei Rabban Lahatos, you're supposed to follow the majority, so we follow the Beis Hillel. But on that day the Beis Shammai were the majority, so they won the vote. Now the Gemara tells us that when the Talmidei Beis Hillel returned to the Beis Medrash, they were maskin. They said that these 18 gzeros were a good idea, and therefore they would have won the vote anyway. But these 18 gzeros passed when the Rabbu Beis Shammai, Talmidei Beis Shammai, al Talmidei Beis Hillel. Half of the gzeros are about Tumen Tahara and things of that nature. The other half are just about a total random series of topics. So two of them are not removing lice from your clothing using an oil lamp, and the light of an oil lamp, and not reading by the light of an oil lamp on Shabbos. There are many, many others. The Bar Tanura, you'll see this long Bar Tanura, goes through all 18 of them. Now, Mishnah Hey talks about, in addition to the Lamatas Malach Shabbos, there's also something called Shvisas Behema. You're not allowed to have your animal do Malacha on Shabbos either. So Beis Shammai go even beyond that, and they say that you're not allowed to have your Kalim do Malacha for you on Shabbos, meaning that it's asur midoraisa to set up a kli before Shabbos where the kli is going to do malacha for you on Shabbos. And Beis Hillel say, no, there's no isser of shvisas kelim on Shabbos. There's an isser of shvisas behema on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Hey and Vav, so today and tomorrow we'll discuss some of these halachos. Beis Shammai Yomrim, ein shorin diyo. You're not allowed to soak the ingredients of ink, v'samanim v'karshinim, or dyes, in a bowl of water, and you're not allowed to soak karshinim, which is vetch, in a bowl of water. It's a type of bean that has to be soaked in water and then fed to animals. Once it's soaked, it dissolves and it makes the water really thick, and that's aser, because that's like the malacha of lush. It's as if you are kneading tiny pieces together using water as a binding agent. Unless there's enough time for it to soak and the malacha to finish on Erev Shabbos. So why are these things aser? Because the bowl is doing the malacha. The bowl full of water is doing the malacha of lush on Shabbos. Now, you did the maisa before Shabbos. It is continuing into Shabbos, so it's considered as if the malacha is being done by the kli on Shabbos. So Beis Hillel matirin, but Beis Hillel says that it's mutter to do these things because you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. Your behemos cannot be doing malacha on Shabbos, but there's nothing wrong with kelim doing malacha on Shabbos. So like a modern day example of that would be, let's say, setting up a coffee machine on a timer to make coffee on Shabbos, leaving out the Yisurim D'Rabbanan, which it might be. That's a bigger conversation, not for a Mishnayos shir. There may be Yisurim D'Rabbanan Rabbanan involved, but on a Doraisa level, is there such a, meaning on a Melacha level, I should say, leaving aside Shehiya and Achzara and whatever other potential issues there might be, on a Melacha level, is that considered that a Melacha is being violated if the coffee machine turns on by itself on Shabbos morning and makes coffee on Shabbos? According to Beis Shammai, most certainly that's a problem, because that is your Kli doing a Meleches Bishul for you on Shabbos, whereas according to the Beis Hillel, that would not be a problem of Melacha. Again, a broader topic, and that's certainly not a thorough presentation, but that's just an example, a modern day example of this idea of Shvisas Kelim. So to review again, Mishnah Dalet, we said that among the 18 Gzeros that the Beis Shammai managed to pass on the day that they outnumbered the Beis Hillel, were these Gzeros of not reading by an Oran Ner and not removing lice from your clothing by an Oran Ner. And Mishnah Hay told us that Beis Shammai doesn't allow you to even soak things that are going to create a kneaded mixture, kneaded with a K, a kneaded mixture on Shabbos, even though you're doing the whole Maaseh before Shabbos, because there's an Isser of Shvisas Kelim, and Beis Hillel does not hold of any such Isser of Shvisas Kelim. But tomorrow, we'll pick up with the Mishnayos Vav and Zayin.